Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. School has just started, Labor Day just passed, and already some of our listeners are looking ahead to New Year's. Lake Effect essayist Avi Lank is one such person.
Christmas is late this year. Bosh, you say. It is the same this year as every year, December 25th. Well, yes and no. It depends on how you look at it. Christmas is certainly December 25th according to the dominant cultural norm and legally mandated system of our society, the calendar decreed for the Western world by Pope Gregory XIII. Having a widely agreed-upon standard for marking time is extremely useful. Without one, how would a person know when the World Series started or the day to cast her next vote for president? But the numbering of time is arbitrary. Pope Gregory proclaimed his calendar 431 revolutions around the sun ago, basing a year in his system on the time such a planetary journey takes. That also makes the Gregorian system useful, as it coordinates seasons and timekeeping. By Gregory's reckoning, the new system started in the year 1582, marking its distance in revolutions of the earth around the sun since the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. To Muslims, however, it was in the year 1003, or perhaps 1004, measuring the time since Muhammad made his journey from Mecca to Medina. To Jews, it was in 5342, or 43, in theory, the number of years since the creation of the world. Just as Pope Gregory's year starts on January 1st, the Jewish year, Rosh Hashanah, starts on the first of the month of Tishrei. This year, that is sunset today, September 4th, on the Gregorian calendar, 112 days before Christmas. And the next Gregorian year, the first of Tishrei, will fall at sunset September 24th, 92 days before Christmas. In the Gregorian year 2016, Jewish New Year's is sunset October 2nd, a mere 84 days before the Christian holiday. So, if you measure seasons as I do, and Jewish New Year is your annual pole star, then Christmas is late this year and early 3 years from now. As I said, it all depends on how you look at it.
Avram Lank was an award-winning reporter and columnist at the Milwaukee Sentinel and the Journal Sentinel for more than 35 years. He lives in Whitefish Bay, and his freelance work has appeared in Milwaukee Magazine and Corporate Report Wisconsin Magazine, among other places.